A Tamworth man who's searching for his mother, who's been missing since yesterday's terrorist attack on the beach in Tunisia, where we now know at least 38 people have lost their lives. Connor Fulford from Tamworth in Staffordshire says his mom, Suzanne Fulford, has been missing since the attack at the hotel in Sousse, where she was staying. We'll talk to Connor in a moment. The Tunisian Prime Minister said the majority of those killed and injured in yesterday's terror attack are British. Amanda Roberts from Swansea was on the beach with her family when the attack took place.
Everything seemed perfect, and within a few seconds, I have never seen so much turmoil and devastation in all of my life. We were told to run and just, oh my God, just leave everything, just grab on to one another, and we run for our lives. And there were literally hundreds of people in the same position.
Well, last night, the Foreign Secretary confirmed at least five of those killed are from the UK. Tour operators Thompson and First Choice say their customers are amongst the dead and injured. They're putting on extra flights to bring people back to the UK and have cancelled all other trips to Tunisia for the next week. This couple from Norfolk can't wait to leave.
I really don't feel safe. I feel numb. I feel shocked.
It's just a shock. We've sat against the swimming pool, mind our own business. Next minute, somebody said, it's noise. We saw people running, and they just said, run. And we ran, and we hid up around the corner in a little groundsman's hut for a little while.
The gunman was 15 feet behind me.
And the stories of individual acts of bravery in the attack are being told this morning on social media and, as I say, in the papers as well this morning. Sarah Wilson says she was saved by her fiancé, Matthew James, who threw himself in front of her. He was hit in the shoulder, chest and hip. And her words here are spoken by an actor.
He took a bullet for me. I owe him my life because he threw himself in front of me when the shooting started. He was covered in blood from the shots, but he just told me to run away. He told me, I love you, babe, but just go. Tell our children that their daddy loves them.
Well, the Tunisian authorities say they will close down 8 mosques within the next week for inciting violence. And in the UK, security has now been stepped up for this weekend's Armed Forces Day parades. Now, let me introduce you to Connor Fulford, who's desperately worried about his mum. Welcome to Saturday Breakfast, Connor.
Hi.
Hello there. This must be a living nightmare for you.
I think that's an understatement. Literally, me and my friend have been sat in front of a laptop and been on our phones for probably about 14, 15 hours now. I don't even know where to start with everything, really. But yeah, it's an absolute nightmare at the minute. I mean, I've got my two sisters, Chloe and Rosie, back home right now. And they're being strong, being positive. So we just got to stay positive and hopefully get some news regarding my mom and her partner, who she's with. That's the hope. So that's all we have at the minute.
Connor, where were you? What was the situation when you found out what was happening in Tunisia yesterday?
At the minute I'm living in Boston, well, in Cape Cod in Massachusetts in America. So me and my friend are at work 9 o'clock this morning and casually just chatting, and he's just looked at his phone. He said, someone's been shot. Some people have been shot in Tunisia. And I've looked at him and thought, my mum's in Tunisia. And I've never thought in a million years that my mum would be ever caught up in this situation. I'm absolutely heartbroken, to be honest. So I don't even know. From then, literally, I've been sat next to a computer. I've been on phones. I've probably rang my sister probably 50 times. She keeps ringing the Foreign Office, who, to be honest, they're a shambles. I mean, they've given us nothing, absolutely nothing. They're saying, oh, we don't know where they are. They're not on. There's 20 planes that have left the country. I've left Tunisia, my mum and Scott are not on them planes. And we've asked where they are, they don't know. So they're liaising with hospitals. I've rang every single hospital in Tunisia, and they don't know where she is. So at the minute, I really don't know what to think.
Connor, did you know your mum was in Sousse? Was she, as far as you're aware, in the specific places affected?
Yeah, she was staying at the Imperial Hotel. So, yeah, she's in the thick of it. Literally, we found this morning, I mean, I spoke to my sister, and then my sister's kept ringing her phone, because my mum doesn't like the beach. So we was like, oh, she won't be at the beach. And then a guy's answered the phone, and he works at the hotel, and he said that her belongings have been brought back from the beach. He searched the whole hotel up and down, and he couldn't find her. So literally, we know that she hasn't got a phone with her. Me and my friend have been watching Sky News, and we believe, well, my two sisters are 100% sure that they've seen Mum on a stretcher on Sky, so on the news coverage and stuff. But I mean, that could be just us clutching at straws. But we've also heard at the same hospital from a friend that I've got in Tunisia that's been to the hospital where that footage was taking place, and he's 100% adamant that she's in there. But again, I've rang the hotel, I've rang the Foreign Office, and I've rang the hospital, and they're all saying that she's not there. So again, a loss for words.
What's the immediate plan for you now, Connor?
Immediate plan? I've booked a flight. I'm flying to England today. And then from Manchester Airport, and I guess we just got to take every minute and every hour as we can. I'm sure we've got to hear something today. I mean, we've been sat at home, my sisters, my dad, everyone's been sat there, and I mean, we've sat here for 15, 16 hours now, and we haven't had a word off the Foreign Office. I mean, social media is the only outlet we have. I've got people in Tunisia messaging me. I mean, the response on my Twitter and my Facebook has been incredible. I've never had so many people try and tell me. I've had people in Tunisia messaging me saying, I'm going to go to the hospital. I'll let you know if she's there. They've been going to the hotel she was staying at. They've been ringing doctors or friends that they know and messaging me. They can't stop apologising about the whole attack. So, I mean, literally all we have is, as a family, is social media at the minute. And I think that shows that what kind of place that the UK's turned into at the minute. I mean, how can we live in a society where you can't get in touch when in 15 hours after your mum or your parent or whoever's out there has been lost? I mean, I'm not the only person in the same boat, but I'm just venting my frustration at the fact that it seems that there's nobody to talk to. So, yeah, it's crap.
Well, Connor, our thoughts and our prayers are with you and your family, and really appreciate you talking to us
No problem. Just anything you can do, any people that are listening to this that are in Tunisia or they're near a hospital, they're near anywhere, if they could get any information, they can catch me on Twitter at Connor Fulford, and they can send me as much information as you can. I mean, just anything really, just to try and speak to my mum.
What's your mum's full name again, Connor?
Susan Davey is her full name, but she might be known as Susan Fulford. She's recently divorced, so yeah. So Susan Davey or Susan Fulford.
Connor, again, thank you. We're thinking of you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Connor. Connor Fulford there, who, as you say, currently in Boston, about to fly back to the UK originally, and his family still from Tamworth in Staffordshire. His mum currently missing.